Well, the Senate has voted to move ahead on a broad bipartisan infrastructure package. President Joe Biden and a group of senators early reached agreement on a $550 billion plan, but it's unclear if enough senators will eventually support the final passage. The outcome sets the stage for the next debate over Biden's much more ambitious $3.5 trillion spending plan, which includes childcare, tax breaks, and healthcare. China has dispatched a veteran IT diplomat known for pushing back against Western criticism to serve as its next ambassador to the United States. Chen Gang, who most recently served as vice foreign minister, arrived in the US on Wednesday at a time when the world's two largest economies are locking horns on issues ranging from trade to technology and human rights. Disney is requiring masks be worn again in its theme parks in Florida and California. That's amid a surge in new COVID cases caused by the Delta variant. The CDC updated its guidance this week to recommend that even vaccinated people wear masks indoors in some settings. Meanwhile, Google, Twitter, and Lyft are among US companies pushing back plans to return to the office. Global news, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.